You are currently on the internet listening to processstories.com with your host, Amateur Blonde Music.com.
Hey everybody at Adobe. I'm a just to introduce myself here, I'm an essential film editor here, essential worker. And I'm doing some essential work right now, and I'm trying to figure out how to use your essential graphics on this essential February 23rd, 2021. And, okay, I'm pretty familiar with how to control effects and titles. I'm not going to say I'm a pro. I don't know how to use After Effects, but I've been putting titles and stuff over picture for 20 years, or as long as video film editing has existed. And I am not going to pretend that I am the smartest knife in the old drawer, but I am quite the Swiss Army knife. Okay, bearing in mind that, what I'm trying to make here is a totally sweet text over sound, text over audio lyric video, like a karaoke video, right? Let's let this render this one frame. I know you're a friend to me, Adobe. I know you are, and I need your help. Here's what I'm trying to figure out how to do. Okay, so if everybody is watching this, I may share this just because it's funny. It's kind of dumb watching me struggle. people love to watch other people struggle, I've learned. So I'm just going to take one for the old TEAM. I'm trying to get this piece of text. Let me play a little bit of this sweet song that I played and wrote and recorded 10 years ago.
And no, you're a friend to me, even though you're not friendly at all to me.
All right, so clearly the text is flying on and off the screen, and it looks fantastic. I have to tell you, Adobe. Let me tell everybody where I found this little graphic element. The text here is the lyrics, which I pasted in, obviously, almost slipped into that mansplaining bear trap right there. But what I was like, you know what this like lyric video needs instead of some basic T-I-T-L-E-S? It needs some essential graphics. And I looked over here and I was like, hey, Adobe. Oh, free? Oh, yes, please. And there was this kind of killer looking cinematic crystal titles, and I'm not making a Stallone movie or selling you some sort of shatterproof industrial goggles. Putting titles over a picture here, trying to make them come up and go, stay long enough to be read and fly off the screen. And so I was like, you know what I need? What I'm really looking for is some liquid abstract art, and I found it right here, liquid abstract text. So I went online and I followed your, there it is, look at that. Whoa, it continues in green? Anyway, okay, I'm not going to get lost in, you could spend 100 years in a minute inside these kind of things. It does look fantastic. Is that the ocean? It is from above. It's coming in with the tide. I am in love with this lipstick, liquid abstract text. Okay, enough funny time. Let's get to work. I looked online. It said I could drag this this Jolly Roger right onto the old timeline piece, and I did. Okay, and then I'm now like, okay, this is sweet. I'm doing it. I play my audio, and I'm like, okay, this thing's going to fly onto the screen, and it's going to stay still long enough to be read by the slowest reader in the room, which is coincidentally me. And so I figured I'd play the track and find the endpoint. So by then, it should be on the screen. By the time I know is done being sung, it should be on the screen so you can read "You're a Friend to Me" as it's being sung. And then it should be still on the screen and then fly off super fast after that. Okay, so I figured, okay, I'm going to be keyframing. No problem. I've done that before. Wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know? Okay, so here's what I went into the old effect controls over here and made some disgusting mouth noises into the microphone. And then I'm like, okay, whoa, I'm seeing something here. The graphic parameters here are the same as the effect here, looking like global position. Okay, I play with these guys. What this does is move the overall title around. It doesn't like give me a chance to like freeze it. Okay, it makes me, I can move it to, on the horizontal and the vertical axis. Party time. It's great. I love it. Sounds like global controls to me. Where's the speed? So I'm looking at the text controls. This is where I enter the text. This is the font. This is the regular size font. This is the sweet color palette here I can even have controls over. That's great. I love it. I love control. I love making decisions. This is some sort of, oh, this is the, what I guess comes up next, some sort of wave background. Maybe it's off right now. It's off. Can I turn it on? Whoa, that is so cool, Adobe. Adobe, I know you're a friend to me. I don't want that though right now. Maybe later in the song. Maybe we just get more graphic. Motion. This is where the speed's going to be, right? Position. Okay. So global position and position are different. How? I don't know, but I mean, we're looking at an animation here. A morgued. Or more good to, I don't know how you guys call it, the MORGT or MORGRT files. So let me just do this real quick. Okay, so I want to go to the beginning of the effect and I'm going to set a keyframe. There it is. I know. Okay, by then it should be on the screen. So I'll set another keyframe. And if I play with that, oops. If I type in here, let's just make this 900 and see what happens. Okay, that's what, okay, great. But it's still animating at a pace that is not agreeable. So that's not what I need at all. What I need is to control the speed. And I was looking around for anything that said speed that would be in the controls area here. I tried trimming this to different lengths and it didn't change much. And it wouldn't matter anyway because I need to set a keyframe for it to freeze and I need to set a keyframe for it to unfreeze and fly off the screen. Pretty basic. So the only one I found was time remapping, and wouldn't you know, okay, I got this selected. This is why I have essentially started making this video here, because I am just like, what? Okay, so, well, if I could animate the speed somehow, that would make sense to me. It would come onto the screen and like somehow like the speed would be 0% while it's static and then somehow would speed up to another percent at the end of the in out here, right? So it would like keyframe one would be where my cursor is here and then it would like, I know, fly onto the screen, stop, you're a friend of me, static, and then fly off for the next one, even though, you know, even though, Adobe, you're not friendly at all to me. I don't know why it doesn't say even. It's being cropped somehow? Okay, that's the next. That's not what I'm objective here. So if I toggle this down, there's no velocity control. Like if I toggle this guy down, well, that's maybe not the best. There you go. Scale has a kind of lowest, biggest kind of job where a speed doesn't. And I don't understand, is this percentage 100 what? 100 what over a second? So this is what, 2% over negative 1 second? What is going on here? I just lost it. Okay, so I just, what I was doing is like, I'm going to like set some in and outs and it's just, I'm going to put keyframes where I know they need to be. Good golly gee whiz. Okay, so I need a keyframe at the start, and then by the end of there needs to be another keyframe, but that's not a keyframe, is it? What is that? You're a friend to me. And then it should probably fly off like 10 frames tops. Yeah, right? I know you're a friend to me. Gone. like within the word gone, it's moving off the screen. So then we'll go to the end, go back one frame. So I'm still in that clip and I'll set a keyframe there. So now we're looking at, can I just make this bigger for us here? Can I just shrink this down a little bit? Oh, I can't. All right, so this essentially will make me allow me to go from frame to frame. So right now I'm rocking it in at early times, and then it lands in modern times. And I want it to be on the screen. So let's play it. What is this? Okay, so I really don't know what this is. I mean, I can enter here like 500,000, and it works. I still don't know what that means. Let's enter negative 500,000 or 5 million, 50,000. So negatives don't work there, but negatives work here. What am I doing? I don't know. I don't see any change on the program monitor. Does anyone know how to do this?
Hello?
Does anyone have any liquid abstract text knowledge?
The kids.
I mean, Adobe. The kids are seeming to be able to do this on their phones here, and this has lost a day. This is how I lose entire days as a musician trying to self-promote, to trying to make some lyric videos with some sweet text that everybody's like, man, I'm glad Ryan made some lyric videos with some sweet text so I can lay in bed and, I don't know, eat. And read some sweet text. Anyway, does anyone know how to do this? I have been playing with this. I'm losing so much time. So if you do see my video online at amateurblondemusic.com, what you're going to find, or if you go to my YouTube channel, what you're going to find is a substandard music video with text on it that is substandard, what I was aiming for. I really was trying to make a sweet lyric video, and Adobe, I don't understand how to use this, essential. These graphics are essential. They need some work. They're really cool. Oh, the other one, before I let you all go here, one of the other things I discovered, which was just like kind of goofy, in here, browsing it, going into Adobe. Let's say I want to buy something sweet. Somebody out there made some, there's 55 pages of sweetness here. Somebody made these things and they're selling them, which is completely great. Oh, wait, what? That's not what I wanted at all. That is just not what I wanted at all. Hold on a second. I forgot how to do this. Oh, that I forgot. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Undock. Let's undock this guy so I can take a look at her. This little widget piece here. I don't know what to call these things because last year they were something different or whatever. Adobe Stock. Premium. These cost money. The little money sign there. Curiously looking a lot like a porn site. This looks incredible. Look at how cool this is. This is like some Jason Bourne. Like, whoa, what? You mean I can put smoke on my text? Okay. Here's my question. Buy, license, and download, as it says here. Let's just say I want to buy that. How much is it? Did I just buy it? Do I want to license this? Well, I don't know. How long does the license last for? If I'm going to have to redo all my titles like 3 months from now because I didn't pay Jason Bourne or whoever made this title enough money for their smoke filter, which is looks fantastic. But, I mean, I'm not doing that. Does anybody else plan? This is like, it seems like the people that, I'm just going to guess here, maybe I'm wrong, but the people that might pay for one of these things blindly, just throwing money at it to try to make their stuff look sweet. Are these the same people that answered like telemarketers and like, yeah, you know what? I think I will sign up for that alpaca sweater farm. I think I will adopt an alpaca. Like, I don't understand how you can just take me to the brink here and then not give me the info. particle titles. That looks a lot like the cover on my record. Anyway, I guess that's it.
Stroking.
Clarence Carter is still doing motion graphics?